I'd always thought, don't you see, I'd always thought if you worked hard enough, tried hard. You know, really tried, you could change the world. See? See, I did it. America was there, here it is. Here it is. Here it is now. Here it is. I can't find America. Here it is. Here. I move mountains.
Is that it?
Well, it's a step in the right direction.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm taking this seriously,
okay. No, I know. I wasn't trying to make a joke.
Yeah. No, I know that. Okay, listen. Sit, I won't say anything, and after we've all done ours, then we'll go to the next page and go back to it, okay? So good. Sedina, give it a try.
I turned, and the water flowed back into the sea, and I thought, buried in the hard sand, corkscrew edge. The waves came again, covered it, and I feel it. I'm sorry. I'm gonna hurt myself.
It doesn't matter. Keep going. What do you see?
And I could take steps toward it now. The edges were sharp. I stood up. Water came again and washed it. Green again. My blood turned brown in the sand. Oh my God, I'm going to
say I mumbo-jumbo the folks in Hatchapee County. I put my foot in the ground and plant myself like a tree. How exciting it stops here. Heads up into the branches. Into the twigs. Then I feel it. I feel it. I let it out. So whoever is in my fingers, they feel it too. And you call that buju?
First, I dug my fingers into it. It was hard, hard. I pulled it apart and worked each half until I made it pliable. I flattened it. I pushed it with the palms of my hand. I tore it apart. Smaller pieces became like gravel under my fingertip. Unseemly, when it was done, it was hard. It crumbled. It was a gray color. No one ate it.
Sure.
I had said to John that he could watch when he felt like it. I have to know. I didn't want to trap. It wasn't entrapment. It was
Like, once I got you up there, I'll always get you up there.
Right, exactly. That's what I was thinking, yes. Is it the same one?
That's okay.
Yes. I was walking. I turned. Like this. I turned, and the water flowed back into the sea. And I saw it. Buried in the hard sand, corkscrew edge. And now, and the waves came and again, and the waves came again and covered it and revealed it. And I could take steps now toward it. The edges were sharp. And I stood up. And the water came again and washed it. My blood turned brown and sick.
Jump away.
I shouldn't do it. You have only an hour.
Stay
calm. You have only an hour to go.
That's right. You have to keep me on time because I forget to look. Okay. Let me tell you. I want to do one thing more before we talk about it and before we really go to the other page. I'd like to meet you to do this again. And this time I'd like you to work from the verbs, all right? Read intelligently and work from the verbs. So, and I don't even want you to get up. I want you to act in your chairs. So why don't you start, Gay? What I mean, now look, it's only natural intelligence. It's hard to, I'm going to sound...
You have to look for the verb.
No. Hold it. We're so used to not using natural intelligence that we think I've said something hard. And suppose the sentences were, I'm going to make them up quickly. I went to the bathroom while the others were studying their pieces. A deep quiet was evident in the room. So the verbs would be, I went to the bathroom while the others were studying their pieces. A deep quiet was evident. Mm. Did you see me touch the verbs?
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
Okay.
That's all it is.
You see, I mumbo-jumble the folks in Hatchapi County. I put my foot in the ground. I plant myself like a tree. The power goes through me and it stops here. It spreads up into the branches, into the twigs. And I feel it. I let it out. Whosoever is in my field, they feel it too. You call that Hooju.
Okay, stay and just let's observe, as each of us does it, how we bring out this idea. John, just go to you. And act real, act fully, but you don't have to get up there. The reason I sometimes keep us in our seats is that I want us to feel more powerful in thought.
Mm-hmm.
See, and when we're up there, it's hell, and I don't have to get up there, you guys do. It would be just as hard for me to get up there and know what to do with my hands, except until I figured it all out. So now let's just go for three quarters of the acting experience by sitting down.
I was walking. I turned. Like this. I turned, and the water pulled back into the sea, and I saw it. Buried in the hard sand, corkscrew edge. And the waves came again and covered it and revealed it. And I could take steps now towards it. The edges were sharp. I stood up. The water came again and washed it. It gleamed again. My blood turned brown in the sand.
I'd always thought, don't you see? I'd always thought if you worked hard enough, tried hard, really tried, you could change the world.
Good.
See? See, I did it. America was there, and here it is now. Here. I moved mountains. Well, it's a step in the right direction.
I want to point out how clear and how strong the work was. As you, did you feel how it formalized? It was very real, what you did, so that when I say something is formalized, I don't mean that it's artificial or not personal. It was both personal, but real and strong. And all of the kookiness that went on up there was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was going to save comments, but it was too good to say. Go ahead, Sabina.
I was walking. I turned. Like this. I turned. And the water pulled back into the sea. And I saw it. Buried in the hard sand. Forced through the edge. And the wave came again and covered it. And veiled it. And I could take steps now towards it. The edges were sharp. I stood up. The water came again and washed it. It gleamed again. My blood turned brown on the sand.
First I dug my fingers into it. It was hard, hard. I pulled it apart and worked each half until I made it pliable. I flattened it. I pushed with the palms of my hands. I tore it apart. Smaller pieces became like gravel under my fingertips. Unseemly. When it was done, it was hard, crumble. It was a gray color. No one ate it.
Okay, now I would like you to go to the page behind it. There's a description of a man, description of a woman. Proper gender, take which belongs to you. Study that, and then see your character in terms of, see the speech in terms of your character.
The one with the speech.
Yeah.
First I dug my fingers into it. It was hard, hard. I pulled it apart and worked each half until I made it pliable. I flattened it, I pushed it with the palms of my hands, I tore it apart. Smaller pieces became like gravel under my fingertips, unseemly. When it was done, it was hard, it crumbled, it was a gray color, no one ate it.
Describe the character. What's the description of the character?
Liz has decided to study the bel canto version of French cooking. Her career is going well. I wonder sometimes if it's going too well.
Okay. Good. Good. And Sabina, give it a shot.
I was walking. I turned. Like this. I turned. And the water pulled back into the sea, and I saw it. Buried in the hard sand. Forked through edge. And the wave came again and covered it and revealed it. And I could take steps toward it. The edges were sharp. stood up. The water came again and washed it. It rained again. My blood turned brown on the sand. If you worked hard enough, tried hard, you know, really tried, it could change the world. See, I did it. America was there, and here it is now. Here, on this mountain. In the right direction.
Joan.
I was walking. I turned like this. I turned and the water pulled back from the sea and I saw it. Buried in the hard sand, corkscrew edge. And the waves came again and covered it and revealed it. But I could take steps towards it. The edges were sharp. I stood up. The water came again and washed it. It gleamed again. My blood turned brown in the sand.
You see, I mumbo-jumbo the folks in Hatchapi County. I put my foot in the ground, plant myself like a tree. The power goes through me and starts here. Spreads up into the branches, into the twigs. And I feel it. I feel it. I let it out. Whosoever is in my field, they feel it too. You call that buju.
Now I'm going to sail into everything I have to say. And mind you, when I told you to just do the damn things and not worry, I am going to, you know, rant and rave about what I see, tendencies and whatever. But this is only so that we can address ourselves to the question this next 12 weeks. It's not so that this minute or in the next 5 minutes you should think, oh, what's wrong with me? My teacher said it was so, you know, done. It has nothing to do with that, really. It's just what I want to do is point out what I see are the tendencies in acting today. And so if I get, you know, angry at the tendencies, I'm not getting angry at you. We talk first about not using natural intelligence, Gay, remember when you said, well, you know, how will I know the birds, or, you know, how will I do it, so, like, off the top of my head. So then we took care of that. We said, there are times when you just use a natural intelligence, which we've all sort of put aside. Now I'm going to take the next thing that I think we do, which is to trivialize the material and to trivialize the acting procedure. Very serious problem. I talked a little bit about it last session, and I said, all the actresses look alike, and they all approach material in the same way. It doesn't matter what the words say. For the purposes of this class, let's pretend that the material is very good, you know, and that it was written, I wrote it, but let's pretend that it was written by Tolstoy, and that it's really very important material, so that I can talk about it in that sense. Take a section like the gleaming, the corkscrew edge in the beach. It seemed to me that one should be able to pick up immediately. Now we're talking about, you know, character gossip and style, play styles. Wouldn't you be able to just, by reading words like waves, gleam, and edge, revealed, the wave came back, I kneeled, I stood up, my blood dripped. But one should really feel that it's, that there's something in the material that's asking for more than little, you know, little sighs, or sort of naturalistic little drip, wavy movements. Right? This is what's happening. Do you feel it? Once again, Sabina, you went, you just moved directly into your, oh, I'm going to be mean, but I'm always mean to Sabina. I say it, and I
always say it. Thank
you. Yes, but what, just as I'm doing it, I think, oh my God. But, okay, we said it.
Yeah.
It's as though there is a standard response to material. Sandra, also, yours was a standard response to material. Sedina, yours was a standard response to material. It's as though there is one standard response. And it's understandable, because I don't know what's going on in New York, although I come from New York right now. But right now, in this city, we all, me excluded, respond to material in exactly the same way. We make it small, we make it personal, we go, and then we touch it, and then we feel it, or we go like this, right? That's the way we act. And the acting is dull, it's untrue, it's trivial. It's trivial, okay? So we have to somehow, maybe by my constantly, you know, giving you certain kinds of material, and then just doing what you did today, just do it, then let me say no, no, no. So in a while, you begin to say no yourself. I think it's the same attitude as one would have in the Alexander technique. The teacher, you know, gives you the suggestion time after time after time through the fingertips, and one day your body responds to that suggestion without the teacher's fingertips being there. I think that's the way it happens. You just have felt it so many times, or you've heard it from me so many times, that you begin to look at material differently. I thought that you had it at times, John. There was natural simplicity about your work, John. I liked it, you know, when you turned and you looked. Did you feel the clarity? The same clarity that you had, Sandra, when you read from the verbs. You had formality, and somehow or other the material felt good, you know? We didn't overact it, we weren't pretentious about and yet there was something, it made me move up a little bit. Except John, so that you had it, and maybe it is your nature to have it in some, but you did pull back. My blood dripped on sand. It was just like too much for you to face. And all you had to do was say the subject, the verb, the adverb.
Yeah,
I looked at Jim Bush, you know. Like, my blood did what? Did it drip? Mm-hmm. It's the adverb.
The old
turned brown. My blood dripped. What's the sand? Dripped brown.
Like turned brown.
Turned brown on the sand. Right. My blood turned brown. See, there's nothing wrong with my blood turned brown on the sand. That's all I did. I saw it. I saw my blood. I saw the drip. And I really didn't overact, but I felt that there was a strength, and I wasn't afraid of the sentence. So I didn't overdo it, neither did I trivialize it. Neither did I say it so quickly. I mean, you know, it's too interesting, the sentence, I can't stand it. I don't want to do that, all right? So I have to get at that little humming and hawing that you guys did. In Jennifer's actually when everyone sat down to read from the verb, you didn't really have to because you read beautifully from the verb up there. What happened was that when you got the character, there was nothing, you did not let read the description of the character.
Liz has decided to study the bel canto version of French cooking. Her career is going well. She wonders sometimes if it's going too well.
Yes. See, we need a something there. And that something was almost sort of too much for you to do, you know? And that's hard. So I think you need the teacher's permission. And now I'm not yelling. See, when I say that you go into the standard character, that really, and one of the reasons you go into it is that you've been studying a long time. And you're doing too much studying, and you keep doing that all the time. So that makes me yell at you. But this is new, you know, new to you. So now what I have to do is make suggestions. I think your one is allowed when the teacher says, okay, now read the character, you know, and let yourself, allow your imagination to move into the words, and allow yourself to manifest some kind of behavior that feels right to the description of the girl. And somehow or other, we don't allow ourselves. We need to be told we can. There's a certain amount of having to wait for direction. I mean, really, you don't know what those crazy directors, you don't know what's in their minds. They're always going to throw you off. Just don't trust. However, we are allowed to bring a certain something to the speech. Next time round, allow yourself to do it. Right or wrong doesn't matter. It means that it's the next step. Gay. I forgot to include you in when I said the trivializing of material. That speech, the mumbo jumbo, I wrote that because I wanted to see what the men in the class or the women in the class do when they have a speech of enormous power. Read it sentence by sentence and let me, you know, interfere. Or no, give it to me, Gabe. let me read for that because I really want you to see what's there and what none of you, you know, would have done with it. They say I mumbo-jumbo the folks in Hatchby County. I put my foot in the ground. I plant myself like a tree. The power goes through me, and it stops here. Says she points to the body. It spreads up into the branches, into the twigs. Then I feel. If you go phrase by phrase, you can't help but then I feel. You can't help but do that. I was only saying the phrases, then I feel it, I began to feel it. The words and my meaning, the power words especially, moved into my body and I did say, I feel it. I feel it, I let it out. See, it's happening by itself. I let it out. Whosoever, and a word like whosoever, we know is a kind of a fake biblical word. I swore I was going to pull the writing down, but whosoever. See, it got linked up. It got linked up in terms of energy. Whosoever is in my field, they feel it from my thought to my word, through my shoulder and out my finger. They feel it too. You call that buju. Buju. Do you feel how natural it is if you really allow the language to come into the acting? So What I'm saying is, and it's just now I find a good way of saying it, is that none of us have used language to help the acting. All we've done is leave the language out, off that somewhere, and try to act. And we end up hemming and hawing and panting. Okay? So, okay. That's the example. And, you know, for a first lesson, it's a good way of pointing it out. I feel, and really, we talked last time, and I've spoken to other people. Yeah, the material that I choose for us to work on, and maybe in the third session, produce for invited guests, so that we all get the feeling of putting it together. And we'll be ready. Really has to be modern, you know, we're just inside, we're all dying to, you know, to get up and to do the work of the plays that are being cast right now. So I am going to do it. But in my heart, what I really think is this, that if we all were freshmen, you know, back in college, and we had to play, Clytemnestra, you know.
Yeah.
Go, Aegisthus, you know, come, Orestes. If we had to do that, we wouldn't trivialize material. We wouldn't be afraid of size, you see. But none of us, I was lucky, I had it. Then, of course, I had to work away from that. So for a while, when I got out of school, I felt like I was all this. How do you talk to somebody? How do you just say, hey guys, let's go, you know? I mean, it's hard. I mean, you have to work. Either you have to come down off there, or you have to get there. My feeling is that it's better to work from size, to work from there. And if you have a teacher who says it's all one, it's really all just on the breath. If your breath is enormous, then the word will be enormous. That same breath goes a little lighter. It's enormous. It was enormous. It was so large. But I'm doing the very same things, you see. I just sort of know how to modulate. Same behavior. So the behavior, really, we can do TV, sitcom, you know, the tiniest little soap opera, which I'm not putting down. I should only be able to do it well, you know. We can do that. The same concept of what I think, to breath, to work, to simplicity, to the very largest, larger-than-life characters. The same thing, it just covers more space.